State Representative Tom McMillan, Republican from Rochester Hills, wants to loosen Michigan's smoking ban. Since 2010, Michigan has had a ban on smoking in restaurants, bars, and public venues. House Bill 5159 would give these bars and restaurants the green light to allow smoking on patios and other outdoor areas. Detroit Free Press columnist Brian Dickerson has some strong thoughts about this proposal from Representative McMillan. Welcome, Brian.
Thanks so much, Cindy.
I thought the headline to your column pretty neatly summed up your reaction. What are you smoking?
It just described my incredulity at the assertion that Michiganders are up in arms over the restaurant smoking ban. It seems to me that everybody has gotten used to not being able to smoke in restaurants. I talk to restaurateurs all the time. They're not reporting a traumatic loss of revenue. In many ways, it simplifies life for them. It seemed to me a solution in search of a problem.
And Tom McMillan's been quoted as saying that he thinks this is an issue of liberty and property rights.
Well, Cindy, what I always do whenever the legislature gets up to mischief is to imagine how the people, everybody in Michigan says we want to attract here, young, educated, skilled workers, react to the news.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always placing the latest attempt to turn back the clock in the context of other similar attempts. And I think, you know, people like my 22-year-old son, who lives in Tallahassee right now, see a state that has turned back the clock on same-sex partner medical benefits, on reproductive rights, on assistance to higher education, and just thinks, well, of course Michigan is the only state in the country that is thinking of making it easier to smoke in restaurants while everybody else is, is moving in the other direction.
And so our kids stay in Tallahassee or Chicago or wherever else they are, and as you say, watching from afar.
But, Cindy, when you look at what the rest of the country is talking about at this particular moment, everybody's talking about this being the 50th anniversary of the Surgeon General's report on smoking, how much progress we've made, how much we've discovered about the deleterious health effects of smoking, and how consumers and legislators have responded to that. The use of tobacco is plunging across almost all age groups. And then, you know, what are the states that still permit restaurant smoking? Well, they're the Deep South tobacco states that don't invest in higher education, that have low per capita income and low high school graduation rates and all of the other things that Michigan doesn't want to be associated with.
Yeah, not the best company.
That's the club we're trying to join. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Brian, what kind of reader reaction did you get from your piece?
Well, as you might guess, it depends on whether the particular reader was a member of the minority that continues to enjoy smoking whenever and wherever they want, or people who have, after 4 years, gotten used to being in restaurants where they don't have to worry that somebody in the smoking section two tables over. I think in Southeast Michigan, there's a widespread feeling that battle is over. The medical evidence about secondhand smoke is irrefutable, and we've moved on. And this is more of an outstate Tea Party thing.
Brian Dickerson, columnist for the Detroit Free Press. His piece on relaxing Michigan's ban, What Are You Smoking?, ran in the Free Press. Brian, thank you. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks so much, Cindy.